This is Akashvani. The news read by Sunil Verma. BJP President JP Nadda is holding a meeting with union ministers and senior party leaders in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other senior leaders are present in the meeting at Mr. Nadda's residence. Several JDU leaders have also arrived at the party president and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's residence in the national capital. The meetings come a day after NDA leaders unanimously chose Narendra Modi as their leader. Tomorrow, the NDA parliamentary party meeting is scheduled to be held in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LJP, R, Shiv Sena, Shinde faction, JDS and other constituent parties of NDA are expected to attend the meeting. Yesterday, during the NDA meeting, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution was also stated that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive term after 6 decades. The Partners of India bloc also met in New Delhi yesterday to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. During the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the mandate is against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said it is a huge political loss and moral defeat for Mr. Modi. Mr. Kharge said the India bloc welcomes all parties which share its fundamental commitments to the values enshrined in the preamble to the Constitution. Talking to media after the India bloc meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the alliance partners discussed the current political situation in the country. Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, JMM's Kalpana Soren, AAP's Sanjay Singh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, RJD's Tejaswi Yadav, CPIM leader Sitaram Yechuri, CPI leader D. Raja, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK Chief M.K. Stalin and Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren and others were present in the meeting. In Uttarakhand, 9 trekkers from Karnataka died near the Sahastratal in Uttarakhand. 9 trekkers, part of a 22-member group, died after losing their way due to bad weather while on their way back from Sahastratal on Tuesday. 13 trekkers have been rescued by a joint air-ground search and rescue operation by IAF, NDRF and SDRF. The Sahastratal trek is a high-altitude trail at 15,000 feet in the Garhwal region of Uttarakhand. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said that he is pained to learn that 9 trekkers from the state have died after being caught in bad weather near the Sahastratal. He directed Revenue Minister Krishna Bhaire Gowda, who has reached Dehradun, to ensure the safe return of all the rescued trekkers to Karnataka. He added that the government is taking all possible measures and working beyond capacity to bring back the trekkers. Odisha has witnessed a marginal increase in the population of elephants during the last 7 years. As per the All Odisha Elephant Census 2024 report, 2,098 elephants were counted in 38 forest divisions. It includes 313 adult tuskers, 13 adult makhna, 748 adult females, 148 sub-adult males, 282 sub-adult females, 209 juveniles and 385 calves. There was no presence of elephants in 13 divisions. Indian origin NASA astronaut Sunita Williams along with Butch Wilmore have become the first to fly to space aboard the Boeing Starliner in the first ever crewed mission. The 59-year-old Williams created history by becoming the first woman to fly on the maiden mission on a new human-rated spacecraft. In the French Open tennis, the second-seeded Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will take on 11th seeds Italian Simone Bolelli and Andrea Bavassori in the semi-finals today. And in football, veteran Sunil Chhetri will lead the national team for the last time in the crucial FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifier against Kuwait today at the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.